Hi, welcome back to What's New LGBTQ. I'm Cole Schoeneman.
And I'm Charlie Scanlon.
Today we're going to take a look at some of the 2016 presidential candidates and where they stand on issues related to the LGBTQ community.
The Human Rights Campaign recently did a profile of each GOP's candidate's stance on LGBTQ issues such as same-gender marriage, discrimination, and other harmful rhetoric that they've supported at this point in the campaign. Especially after the marriage equality ruling by the Supreme Court in June, the next presidents will certainly be a key influence on upcoming LGBTQ policies, and they will have the power to either advance the movement or pull it backwards to erase the progress made under the Obama administration. As expected, nearly all of the Republican candidates have a negative view towards the LGBTQ community. Let's start with the current three GOP frontrunners, Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, and Ben Carson.
Senator Marco Rubio recently came under fire for his stance on the Supreme Court's marriage equality ruling. In an interview with the Christian Broadcasting Network, Rubio argued that government officials should ignore the Supreme Court rulings if they believe them to conflict with God's rules, claiming that these rulings are not settled law.
Specifically, if ordered to perform a same-sex marriage, we, meaning Christians, are called to ignore it. Many of the Republican candidates have a similar view on the influence of Christianity on the political process. They seem to ignore the concept of separation of church and state, and instead operate under the assumption that America is a completely Christian nation. Seeing as the church has held negative views about the LGBTQ community for years, this type of politics could be potentially very harmful if a candidate like Rubio takes office next fall.
Donald Trump has given mixed messages on his LGBTQ stances. Throughout his campaign, and even before he announced his candidacy, he opposed marriage equality on the grounds that he was a traditional guy, and later extended his opinion to reflect civil unions as well. However, once the Supreme Court ruled in favor of same-gender marriage this past summer, he elected to accept their decision rather than fight for a new constitutional amendment that would allow the government to reban marriage equality.
All things considered, he has been consistently opposed to same-gender marriage, but has actually supported anti-LGBTQ discrimination legislation in the past. He supported adding an amendment to the Civil Rights Act banning discrimination based on sexual orientation, and he even opposed the Kentucky clerk who refused to issue same-gender marriage licenses. Trump is actually less radical than some of his peers when it comes to anti-LGBTQ rhetoric, but he clearly has boundaries as to what he will support and what he will reject.
The most harmful LGBTQ rhetoric has come from Dr. Ben Carson. He believes that being LGBTQ is a choice, and has suggested that it is often the result of prison. He is also opposed to any sort of civil union between same-gender couples, citing his religious beliefs as the reason for opposition.
He said in an interview with CNN that a lot of people go into prison straight, and when they come out, they're gay. In a Fox News interview, he has also used slippery slope arguments in comparing same-gender marriage to pedophilia and bestiality.
He not only opposes same-gender marriage, but also a gay couple's ability to adopt. He argues that there has not been substantial evidence yet as to whether growing up with gay parents negatively impacts a child's development, so we have to wait and see.
Now let's take a look at the two Democratic frontrunners. Hillary Clinton has consistently supported LGBTQ anti-discrimination legislation, but she has come under fire for her shifting stance on marriage equality, which she had quietly opposed until about 2013. In a 2007 debate, she argued for letting the states maintain their jurisdiction over marriage.
However, her 2016 presidential campaign has made a number of promises to the LGBTQ community about the policies she is planning to put into action. According to The Advocate, Clinton wants to end injustice once and for all, and has proposed a series of promises that includes protecting transgender people in the military, upgrading the discharges for those dismissed from the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and standing up against LGBTQ discrimination in schools, workplaces, and adoption agencies. She's been making strong arguments to protect the community, and it seems she is now firmly on the side of equality.
Senator Bernie Sanders has been a consistent supporter of same-gender marriage for many years now. He voted against the Marriage Protection Amendment in 2006, which argued that marriage should only exist between a man and a woman.
He also strongly opposes anti-LGBTQ legislation and has supported a constitutional amendment to protect his community during this time in the Senate. Like Clinton, he wants to institute a number of anti-discrimination policies, and, as we discussed in a previous podcast, is strongly supported by the LGBTQ community as a whole and here at BU.
Thanks for tuning in to our quick look at the presidential frontrunners and where they stand on LGBTQ issues. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Cole. Thanks for listening to our final What's New LGBTQ podcast.